Ian Wilkinson is a prolific potter. He threw over 1,200 clay bowls for his senior thesis project. The vast majority, pastel-colored cereal-sized bowls, form the ground floor of his three-tiered exhibit at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. That's the sound of exhibit visitors walking on plexiglass panels laid out on top of the bowls. The uneasy experience adds to the utilitarian beauty of so many bowls.
I wanted people to also feel comfortable, and that was the great thing about the show, was seeing people interacting with it, is to see that support being generated by these delicate things we use in our day-to-day lives, yet that are fundamentally the basis of nourishment around the world, and you're walking on them, and they're supporting you just fine, but you are uncomfortable because they're squeaking and because they're moving.
Engineering analysis shows the 288-square-foot exhibit can support 1,600 pounds per square foot. That's kind of mind-blowing, but the message transcends aesthetics and science. The exhibit features two smaller tiers of pots on glass stacked in the middle of the first layer, and there's rice.
A few grains of rice, and some have none, in the base population of bowls. And then in the second tier, there's another 80 bowls, and these bowls have quite a bit more rice, like a sustainable amount of rice that you could live off of. And I mean, that could be the U.S., that could just be the upper 10%. And on top of those, I made some giant vessels that are, they represent the 1%, the upper class that contains and holds all the wealth.
Rice overflows from the largest vessels at the top, creating a visual model of economic inequality.
So you see these large vessels overflowing with rice. And the rice is spilling onto the floor, but it's not going through.
The exhibit is coming down today, but the bowls are going to help the problem they've illustrated.
I'm sending them all to the food bank's empty bowl sale, which is in coordination with the Fairbanks Potters Guild. And all the funds will go directly to the food bank.
Wilkinson's 1,200-plus bowls created for the exhibit will double the number available at tomorrow's annual Fairbanks Food Bank Empty Bowl fundraiser. Wilkinson encourages people to buy more than one, adding that he created the bowls for his exhibit to be identical, so they stack nicely in the cupboard. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.